cultivator.
Yeah.
It's just they're just like a small plow.
Uh-huh.
But I think they always have two of them on the same implement.
Uh-huh.
And they're just smaller and don't go so far in the ground. They just move the top surface, so to speak.
Would you maybe do that after you plowed the first time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other word for a thing that you might carry, like that you might go back over with the second time to break the ground up a little
fine? Well, harrow.
Uh-huh. Okay. What was that other kind of plow you mentioned?
Middle buster?
Yeah.
Cultivator. Well, it's just another name for implement to use I guess it's to use between the rows of cotton. I guess that's what it is. Some of these words I've forgotten.
Uh-huh.
Been so long since I've thought of them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead.
In a period of 50 years, you will forget something.
I'm sure that's true.
It's been that long since I've thought about them.
Okay, what do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across if you're going to chop it into stove lengths?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I'll say it in a minute.
Sometimes they've got an X shape on the end, sometimes they've just got an A-frame.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I guess you're wasting time today, honey.
Well, would you use, ever use sawbuck or sawhorse?
If I was a carpenter, I'd use the word, but it seems to me there's another word for just a tree that you're going to cut up.
Well, I'm talking about the thing that you're going to lay the tree on.
I'm saying that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It seems to me there's a different word for it than there was for but that's the one I can't think of.
Okay. Any of the stuff that you think of, talking, you let me know. Okay, when you get up in the morning, you fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And when you use one of those, you say that you're going to what? Your hair.
Brush it.
Okay. Used to be when men went to the barber shop and they had one of these straight razors, they sharpened it on a leather what?
Yeah.
They pull it out, and go like this.
Strop.
Okay.
Why strop when instead of strap? I can't tell you, but strop is the word.
Okay. Okay, what do you call those things that you put in a gun, a revolver?
Isn't that funny? I can't think of anything but shells, like shotgun shells.
Just another word for shells.
Yeah, it's another word for it, but I can't say it's just...
You might say, they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank, what?
I still can't say anything but shell. Ammunition?
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
Yeah.
I
know there's a different word for the... that you load your revolver with.
A few years ago, there used to be a real popular kind of ink pen that had a little tube-like thing that was full of ink,
Yeah.
And you could stick that down into the pen and screw the top back on. And that was called the same word. It was called a something of ink, and those were called what pens? Do you remember?